Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 Chad.
Yeah, we're going to have a goalie fight.
Might have been the best moment in the Battle of Alberta from about 1991 until tonight. But tonight we open up round two playoff series. First matchup between these two teams since Esa Tikkanen scored a hattie. It's funny because in Calgary, they show the Theron Fleury overtime winner in game six, and he was a hell of a player. And he played and punched above his weight class and all those other things. But he wasn't exactly understated in his game-winning goal in OT on the Mark Messier giveaway. And there were several Flames players that were like, oh, don't poke the bear. And guess what? The bear had one more swing back. And it was Esa Tikkanen, who had a bear's market in that playoff run. He was absolutely killer for the Oilers. And the Oilers rallied from a 3-0 deficit, came back, and beat the Flames in game number seven. It was 1991. I was 25 years of age. I only had one chin. And it's the last time these two teams played in the playoffs. It's going to be awesome. This is Oilers Now. It's a game night live at the Saddle Dome. Bob Stauffer with you. Oilers Now brought to you by our title sponsor, Digitex. Digitex.ca is Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office technology and software. Hugh Porter from Digitex. He grew up a Grant Fuhr and Glenn Anderson fan. You can reach us on the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline. That is where we are going to go next. 780-496-0063. The River Cree Resort and Casino. Excitement. Bet on it. You can also text us, and we got a ton of texts to get to, too. On the Ashley Fine Floors text line, get the new floors you've always wanted with Ashley Fine Floors. 143rd Street, 111th Avenue. Open Monday to Saturday. We're on Twitter. At Oilers Now. You can tweet me personally. Bob _ Stauffer. Tweet Brendan at Brendan with two E's. Escott with two T's. And we will tell you. The Japanese Village is open to serve you at any one of their five Edmonton and area locations featuring Alberta's own Brent Lake Wagyu. Visit jvedmonton.ca. So it is the Oilers and the Flames. Let's hear from you. Ron from Red Deer on line number one. Hello, Ron. How are you doing?
Really, really well. So I'm a regular.
I know.
And the fever that's in Red Deer right now, the flags are flying hardcore.
Now, when we do the Battle of Alberta golf tournament, we've done it twice there. Terry Lowen and his people, they do an incredible job. Al Sims, part of that as well. It's for a charity that's near and dear to everybody's heart, for the Children Advocacy Center in Central Alberta. Sheldon Kennedy's a part of that event. I have come to learn that I believe that Red Deer is about 65-35. They are Oilers fans there. And I think Calgary is seen as a little bit more of a white-collar city. Of course, at various times in Calgary, anywhere from 60 to 80,000 Americans live here. A little bit more white-collar in Calgary, a little bit more blue-collar in Edmonton. And I think that the more people in Red Deer kind of identify with the blue. Do you buy that? Am I on to something, or am I completely out to lunch?
Bob, I did a million kilometers being a taxi driver here in Red Deer.
Yep.
And you're bang on. But the other side is 65, the same thing, 65-35 for the football, for Calgary.
For the Stampeders. Well, yeah. That I find interesting. Stampeders have been a real good football team. So who are you taking, Ron? Who do you got?
Well, I just want to say this. I just hope that the Oilers slam the bodies.
Okay. There we go. Thanks a lot, Ron. Let's rock him. Let's keep the calls coming. We're going to go to Alex on line number two. Hi, Alex. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob, and I have more than one chin, too, so that's all right, my friend.
All right.
Anyway, I'm wearing my beautiful Edmonton Oilers jerseys. I had it on since breakfast time. I am stoked. I think if Edmonton keeps it simple, get the puck in deep and work off the cycle and not try to make these low-percentage passes and getting picked off, keep it simple. I agree with that first caller. Let's do some big hitting, and let's do this one for Ben and people like Ben who are out there.
All right.
And go, Ben, go. Hey, you know what? My favorite moment, I've got so many, but when Gretzky scored that slap shot goal in overtime, and was that the year they beat him 4-0?
1988, they beat him 4 straight. That was Wayne Gretzky's last play as a member of the Edmonton Oilers in Calgary, was the GWG UNOT shorthanded in 1988.
Yeah, that's right. And what I remember most about that was okay, Calgary, there you go. We put you in your place once again, once and for all. That's what I remember most about that. Love your show, Bob. I'll get off the air. Go, Oilers, go.
780-496-0063. That opens up a phone line. Let's go to Nick on line 3. Nick, you're on Oilers Now.
Hey, Bob, thanks for taking my call. The thing that excites me the most is the regular season scheme versus the playoff scheme. It's been so long since I've seen the Oilers finally commit to a 1-4 defensive scheme in the neutral zone. And Game 7 against L.A. was magic. And I think this series is going to come right down to the wire, Game 7, and it's going to come down to whichever superstar wants it more who can play, make those 4 or 5 plays throughout a game. I really think it's going to be that close.
It's interesting because L.A. sat back in a static 1-3-1. The Flames are a more aggressive forechecking team. We know that. And Edmonton decided to kind of counterpunch a bit by not completely selling out and getting caught neutralized on transition. For Edmonton, one of the critical things that happened in Game 6 and Game 7 is they managed the puck better from just maybe the top of the hash marks in their own defensive zone to just outside the blue line, because where they got gashed in Game 5 is they puked up a lot of pucks there, and the end result was L.A. caught them on transition, including the game winner scored by Adrian Kempe in Game 5. I do think puck maintenance is important. It's interesting, the 9-5 game here, and Koskinen started and Smith came in. The Oilers were absolutely egregious in terms of their puck maintenance in the neutral ice. They did not get caught. They didn't get killed on cycles. They got caught turning pucks over, and the Flames' counterstrike absolutely buried them in the game. So, good point by you. All right. Thanks. You got a favorite memory?
The Jack Michaels memory from a few years ago with the goalie fight. Just one more thing from you, Bob. What do you think about the refereeing when it comes to this series, when it comes to boarding calls? Because I watched that last game with Dallas and Calgary 10 minutes in, and Calgary Flames got absolutely decimated into the boards. Do you think they're going to stiffen up on that? And thanks for taking my call.
Well, they've got, I think, the best official in the league working the game tonight. That's Wes McCauley. And so we'll see here. I mean, the old saying is, it's a loser's lament to complain about officiating. I know Dave Jackson from ESPN, we've had him on the show a couple times before and talked about the fact that penalty calls we think have gone down in the playoffs. Well, they have since 2005, 2006, but not as much as people think on a season-by-season basis. You know, like this year, there was actually more calls through the first 4 games than in past years. I want to see them call penalties, because it helps Edmonton, because the Oilers have the superior power play. Again, you can text us at 780-496-0063. We're going to go to John on line number 4. John, you're on Oilers Now.
Hey, Bob. I am so stoked about this series. I'm 61 years old. I grew up in Calgary. I've been in Edmonton for 30 years, so I basically spent half my life in Calgary, half my life in Edmonton. In the 80s, when the Oilers were a powerhouse, I absolutely hated them. And I've been in Edmonton, obviously, long enough that I'm a diehard Oilers fan now. Most of my family's still in Calgary, so this is like family feud, man. I am stoked. I can't wait. To me, this is the Stanley Cup final. You asked earlier about what you think the keys are to the success. I think it's a no-brainer. The Oilers have to score first, and they have to score early. And that takes the Flames' ability to lean on them away. If the Oilers are chasing the game, if they get behind and they're chasing the game, the Flames can just hang all over them, and it's going to be a really uphill grind. But this is so exciting. It's been a long time coming. I remember that Fleury moment when he was
spinning around the ice on his knees.
Oh, man.
And in those days, I was living in Calgary, and I was a Calgary fan, and I was even like, I was cringing. I'm like, oh, man, what are you doing? And sure enough, right?
And, you know, Fleury would say, well, hey, the Oilers fell behind. They were so upset they fell behind 3-0 in Game 7. Don't forget, Edmonton, Calgary won the 1989 Stanley Cup. I remember, you know, I was in university that year. We worked out in, we were in the middle of nowhere in a place called Manitowoc, Ontario. That's actually the hometown of former Flames head coach Jeff Ward. And we were, you know, all the kids in our camp that year were from like McGill and Western and Bishops, and they're all cheering for the Canadians, and there was three guys from Alberta in the entire camp. And so I admit, in 1989, I was cheering for Calgary to beat Montreal. I also respected how good the Flames were throughout the 1980s. Like, they were, and we're going to have Kevin,
team, for sure.
You know, we're going to have Kevin Lowe coming up at 2:30 today. We had Wayne on the show on Monday, Paul Coff. All these guys would say the same thing. They didn't like Calgary, but they respected them because they knew those were the best games. And I'm hoping that we're tracking to that place now in the Pacific Division. With all due respect to Vegas and L.A., who look like they're going to have a good team in a couple of years, my hope is that Edmonton and Calgary are the two best teams in the Pacific. I just want to see the Oilers win come playoff time.
Well, you know, it was massive frustration back in those days for people living in Calgary, because we knew that we had, if it wasn't for the Oilers, we had the best team in the West, for sure. And it's just like every year, you know, until, what was it, 89? Every year, it was just like, we, you know, you got to go.
Even when they won in 86, like, you know what, Speck said, oh, no, the Flames were better in the series. I think a couple things happened. I mean, the Oilers had won two cups in a row. Sometimes you need some good luck. I think Edmonton maybe took, you know, the foot off, lost a little bit of focus. But they certainly, you know, then they ended up winning 87, 88. Flames won in 89. The Oilers won in 90. The Oilers were the team that had the championship. I mean, the joke is, right, how do you spell dynasty in Calgary? O-N-E, because they won the one cup, right? That's the joke. And the Oilers won five cups in 7 years. But, you know, let's face it, Calgary was good enough. They could have won two or three more Stanley Cup championships if they weren't in the same, you know, had to get past Edmonton in the playoffs in the second round every year.
Well, what's the current joke? How come there's so many Starbucks in Calgary?
I don't know.
Because Calgary can't find a second cup.
There we go. Well done. Nice job, my man. Thanks for the call.
All right. Take care, man. Good luck.
Thanks. 780-496-0063. That opens up another phone line. We are going to go. I think we got Al patiently holding on line number 5. Al, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing, Bob?
Good.
Good. I agree with you about the neutral zone play. No doubt that has to be cleaned up. I'd also like to see them get the puck out of their zone a little bit better. Cancel that cycle out. And one more thing, I'd like to see the Oilers playoff theme song back to 2006 with Rock and Roll All Night by Kiss. That would just get that crowd going and going. So,
all right.
I predict the Oilers in 7.
All right, there we go. Thanks, Al. 780-496-0063. It's 118 in Edmonton. Ted from Martinsville, Saskatchewan says, Bob, I definitely never saw this come from Mike Smith, but now that he's rounding in a form, his play could be sustainable. Perhaps the injury-plagued season was a blessing. Well, the reality of the situation is with Mike Smith in the last two seasons, he's been at 923 and 915. He's been fine. No one thought he was going to go 947 in his final 12 starts in the regular season or go 938 in a 7-game series against L.A. Nobody thought that. Nobody thought that was possible. All right, we got another full rock coming. We're going to go to Big Bad Joe on line number 6. How you doing, Big Bad Joe?
Hey, I'm doing fine, Bob. How are you?
Good.
I'm pretty stoked, but I came to Canada in 1991, so I don't know a lot about it. But, I mean, my prediction for the Oilers is from they take them at 4. Why? If you look at Saturday's game, I said to my girlfriend, I know Edmonton has a good team, but the way they played and they keep playing like that, they beat everybody, though. So I picked the Oilers in 4, brought to you by RoyalPizza.com.
There we go. Well, hey, Royal, it's Big Bad Joe, just so you know, it's royalpizza.ca. We want to get the clients. It's all good.
Okay.
Thanks for the call, Big Bad Joe. So he came to Canada in 91. He missed 83 in all those playoff series between the Oilers and the Flames. 1983, Edmonton destroyed Calgary in five. They lit him up big time. The game at the old building, the old Stampede Corral. That was the game where Dave Semenko fought Tim Hunter, and Hunter kind of came on a little bit late in the fight, and then Semenko got a sneaky one in that knocked out of Timmy Hunter, and then Poplinski jumped in there. Semenko got a five-minute major, and the Oilers scored two shorthanded goals. So they won one of the games. They got 10 in one of the games and 9 in another. So the 83 series wasn't close. In 84, Edmonton was up 3-1, and Calgary roared back. Paul Reinhardt, father of Sam and Griffin Reinhardt, he was stellar in that series before the back injuries kind of derailed his career. But Edmonton ultimately won Game 7, 7-4. I remember John Shortshelder, like there were a lot of fans, myself included, that were nervous about what was transpiring during the course of the 84 series. 86, Calgary won on the Steve Smith bank shot. It's one of the most famous, misplays of all time. We know that. 1988. The Flames were the favorite. They had finished ahead of Edmonton in the regular season, 440 goal scores. Edmonton won the first two games here, including Gretzky in overtime, and then they whacked Calgary in games 3 and 4 back in Edmonton. So that gets us to 88, and then we end up in a situation. Let's see. There was 83, there was 84, 86, 88, and then, of course, the 1991, which was a beauty as well. We are going to take a timeout. I know we've got Sandy, Dominic, and
it's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Ian Holding, tons of texts. We'll keep the calls coming, texts coming. It's 121 in Edmonton. We're live from the Saddle Dome on Oilers Now. That's the first time I'd heard that OPA commercial. Something about a younger generation that feels compelled to heat up everything in microwaves. I don't know what it is. I'm from a far more wasteful era. You ate what you ate, and then it was done. All right, 780-496-0063, 125 in Edmonton. Bob Stauffer live at Scotiabank Saddle Dome. We're going to go the extra hour today. John Shannon coming up at 135. David Staples, Skulls of Hockey, 205. Hockey Hall of Famer, Vice Chair, Oilers Entertainment Group. Kevin Lowe on the Battle of Alberta to close the show. Back to the calls. Sandy on line one. Sandy, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Bob. How are you doing?
Good. Is this Sandy Nesbitt?
It sure is. How you doing?
Good. Can we say who you used to live with back in the day?
Well, he's going to be on the radio a little later, yeah. Well, I'm pretty jacked up about this. Battle of Alberta back again, finally. Been waiting for this for years.
Where were you at? What were you running in 1991?
Oh, 91 was... 91 was bleachers, 90-91 all the way through. From 88 was bleachers down across from the brick. And all the boys used to come in after every win, and it was just a great time. But I remember 88 the best because a friend of mine and I smuggled whisk brooms into the into Rexall. And, when we swept the Flames, I threw my whisk broom out on the ice, and Esa Tikkanen picked it up and gave the ice a little sweep. It was great.
It was one of the greatest moments. I remember that. I howled. That was awesome stuff, Sam. All right, what do the Oilers need to do to win?
Well, you know what? It's everybody's been saying about the great start, but it is really. I mean, they looked nervous the first period they played L.A. That first period made me nervous. But so they've got to come out and play their game and right off the bat. And I think if they do that with the hitting that McDavid's been leading with, they've got a real good shot at this. I'm taking Edmonton in six for sure.
All right, Sandy. Awesome to hear from you again. Hope you're well, my man.
Take care, bud.
You bet. Let's go to Dominic on line number two. Dominic, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Excellent. The reason I called is I'm picking the Oilers in six.
And why? What's going to get it done for them?
Well, that's what the last gentleman just said. They have to play their game. If they stick with their game the way they've been playing two or three games against L.A., I think they will do it. Guaranteed that they will win. But they have to stay out of the penalty box and let Calgary take all the penalties so we can cash in on the power play.
Great stuff.
I also have a riddle for you. What's the difference between the Flames and a bra?
I don't know.
The bra has two cups.
Oh, there we go. Thank you, Dominic. Well done. Let's go to Ian. Ian's going to close it down here in the open line segment. Ian, you got about 60 seconds. Make it count, my man.
All right. Well, first-time caller, thanks for taking my call. I just have a fun story. I was living in Calgary in 91, took a charter up to Game 6 with my buddy who's a Flames fan, and you can imagine that was a pretty lonely trip. A few soda pops on the way. So I was there live for the Fleury goal. And they were singing his name and hooting and hollering on the way back, and I waited till it quieted down. And I said, Edmonton in seven. And, that got quite an uproar.
They spilled all their booze on there, did you?
After they did,
you
said that? Yeah, yeah. No, that was good. I remember, I think I threw something at the TV when it was 3-0 game seven and turned it off. I don't remember what point of the comeback I turned it back on, but I was pretty happy when Teak put it away there.
Ian, great stuff. Thanks for the call, my man. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. You bet. Thanks.
You bet. 129 in Edmonton. I will weave in some text coming up. We will head off to a Global News weather traffic update with Eileen Bell. And when we come back in Oilers Now, we'll bring aboard John Shannon, our NHL insider for Legacy Heating and Cooling.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.